My brothers and sisters in Christ, we hear Jesus telling his apostles today, and indeed all of us, that we are being sent to places where there will be great difficulties and persecutions, and he wants us to go anyway. You will not finish all these towns that I'm sending you to before I come again. Jesus is coming again. So we know that persecution is sure to come. Let's keep that firmly in our hearts. Persecution sure to come. If I'm doing what Jesus is asking me to do, if I'm following his way, I don't have to create persecutions. It's going to come to me just by doing what God asks me to do. Persecutions will come. And so today, this Mass, we celebrate for the Mass for persecuted Christians, which should be any Christian. But we know especially in certain countries around the world where there is intense persecution, to pray for them. They're our brothers and our sisters. And perhaps one of the best ways we can do that today as we celebrate Mass and as we go forward from here to our day is, of course, just doing that simple request that the church has for us to fast from meat on a Friday. Remember that. Remember your persecuted brothers and sisters in the church when you fast and unite yourself to Jesus and his passion. It's a real gift we have to be able to unite our sufferings, whether it's fasting or whatever suffering we have, with Jesus. Jesus comes to us in this Holy Eucharist. Let's unite our hearts to him now.